It's great to be joined today by Robin Smalley, co-founder and the international director of Mothers to Mothers, and Agnes Makweu, site coordinator from the Kwale Health Center in Lilongwe, Malawi. So could you tell us a little bit about Mothers to Mothers? What does the organization do, and what do you hope to achieve?
Mothers to Mothers is a non-profitable organization. In Malawi, it started in 2008. It employs women who are HIV positive. The role of the Mothers to Mothers is to empower women who are HIV positive. That's the local women. Yeah. So at the facility, we do provide education, support to the pregnant women and new mothers who are HIV positive. And not only HIV positive, but we also provide education and support to those who are also HIV negative, telling them more about self-motherhood, more about their rights to make decisions, on family planning, safer sex. We do that. We are also trained here to speed us with most current guidelines. That's so what is happening in Mothers to Mothers. And they do also empower us in positive living, psychosocial counseling. So when the woman is empowered, that means that the whole community is also empowered. Like myself, I was empowered through Mothers to Mothers, and I'm able to provide, to empower my fellow women, to giving them support in psychosocial counseling, giving them support to know their rights, that they can also stand and make their own decision to access treatment. We also create a conducive environment with the gap there we have there between the nurses and the clients. So that's what we are doing as mental mothers.
Idea behind it is to prevent the transmission of HIV from mother to child, something that we have really eliminated pediatric AIDS in the developed world. Now our task is to eliminate it in sub-Saharan Africa by 2015 and keep mothers alive, to reduce the incidence of maternal mortality, and to keep babies healthy. We employ mothers like Agnes. So what was considered at the time in 2001 when we created Mothers to Mothers was revolutionary. Women traditionally had been treated as volunteers. We believe that it's important to empower women to treat them like they're of value so that they feel like they're of value. And so really our mentor mothers like Agnes become role models in their townships, in their communities. And they become a third tier of medical system. They are to support the medical team, to be part of the medical team as they go about their important business of saving children's lives.
So what are your hopes and expectations for AIDS 2012? What opportunity does this conference present for Mothers to Mothers?
We hope that by the year 2015, we have to meet at least up to 0% of no child should be born with HIV. No child should be infected through the mother, from the mother. Yeah, that's our main mission at Mothers to Mothers.
And the exciting thing for the conference itself right now is that we're able to have a wonderful delegation that includes two mentor mothers from Africa, thanks to the support of Johnson & Johnson. And so while we're here, it's a way of allowing our two mentor mothers to really be the face of Mothers to Mothers and to speak out on behalf of Mothers to Mothers what's important for women of Africa. And to really, it's time for Americans and Europeans to stop being the ones to take responsibility for the solution. It's time for the mothers themselves, and that's really exciting for us at this conference.
Yeah. So you've talked a lot about this goal by 2015, getting to zero. What role can Mothers to Mothers play in working towards the virtual elimination of mother-to-child transmission and keeping mothers alive?
The role of Mothers to Mothers is to empower women. To empower women to stand up and speak, to empower women to make their own decisions, what they like and what they don't like what they want in family planning, what they want about safer sex, and how many children do they want to have, and what treatment do they want to have, to access treatment in their different health facilities. That's what we want at Mothers to Mother. We do empower women to create that there should not be any gap between the medical staff and the clients.
The sub-Saharan Africa medical systems, as you know, are terribly overburdened. There are very few doctors. The nurses are overworked, overstressed, overwhelmed. They can't possibly give the kind of education and support that women need in order to make healthy choices for themselves and their families. And so that's where Mothers to Mothers steps in, to really shift some of those tasks away from the nurses to the mothers, where they belong, so that it's really women from the community taking on the responsibility that the nurses just aren't able to do adequately.
Great. So what is the most significant barrier that you guys face in trying to scale up PMTCT, and how does Mothers to Mothers plan to address that challenge?
What's the hardest part, do you think, in the field?
The most challenge we're facing mostly in my country and in my health facility is lack of male involvement. We do have the challenge in lack of male involvement. So it means that when there are no males involved in the self-motherhood programs, that means that it's a challenge. Because for the women to make their own decisions, it's a big challenge. Because when the woman is diagnosed with HIV, instead of starting the treatment the same day, all what she can say is, let me ask my husband first. So that is a very big challenge. And if the husband say no to treatment, then the woman do not access treatment. The other challenge is also about other religious beliefs. There are some women, they don't want to access treatment because they belong to a certain church. So that's the challenge, the main challenge we face mostly in my health facility.
Globally, of course, I think the biggest challenge is funding and will. We need economic will. We need political will. We can eliminate pediatric AIDS by 2015. We can cut maternal mortality. We have the tools. We've got the medical interventions. We have programs like the Mentor Mother Model that can help make it happen. It's right. It's within our reach. It's right around the corner. But without the support of partners, we cannot possibly achieve it, even though we're right about to cross that finish line.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Interested listeners can learn more at smartglobalhealth.org and m2m.org.
This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.